It's well documented that many diseases affect women differently to men, but some scientists say that women are still underrepresented in human clinical trials, and when it comes to animal testing, it's the same story. Males dominate. Three opinion pieces published today in the journal Nature argue that the gender bias in medical research has serious implications for the healthcare of Australian women. Sarah Geraghty reports.
Women have made great strides forward in equality, but not, it seems, in the lab. Academics from three American and Canadian universities argue in this month's issue of Nature that gender bias in medical research must be addressed. Biologists from the University of California, Berkeley, say the bias begins in the laboratory, where many scientists avoid using female animals as test subjects. They examined nearly 2,000 recent animal experiments and found in the areas of neuroscience and pharmacology, male animal test subjects outnumbered females 5-1. Clinical pharmacologist Professor Paul Rowland from the University of Adelaide says that can be a serious problem.
My main clinical and research practice is in pain management. Pain is quite different in men and women. There are different prevalences, different response to treatments. But as you point out, almost all the research in pain is done in male animals. The reason is because of the variable hormonal effects during the cycle may be a potential complicating factor. But the point is, we need to know what those complicating factors are so that we can understand how best to use the drugs in women.
And when it comes to clinical trials on humans, statistics quoted in the Nature articles show fewer than a quarter of drug trial participants are women. Professor Rowland says that means that many drug treatments can end up being better suited to men.
You may be extrapolating the effectiveness of a drug in one population to another, and that would, when you're considering treating huge numbers of patients, that could be a big mistake if drugs may be prescribed at the wrong dose or for the wrong indication.
Wendy Rogers is a professor of clinical ethics at Macquarie University who has researched gender bias in Australian clinical trials.
There are two ramifications. One is we don't have evidence about what the best treatments are for women if they haven't been tested properly in clinical trials. And the other thing is that sometimes people think because there's no evidence that treatment X works for women, women get undertreated.
Professor Rogers says her research found overall women actually make up about 50% of clinical trial participants. But those results are skewed by large women-only trials for gender-specific diseases like breast cancer.
There does still seem to be this bias, particularly in heart disease, that the research population chosen is men. And that really doesn't make much sense because heart disease is a big cause of morbidity and mortality in women.
She says Australia's National Health and Medical Research Council does ask researchers running trials whether they'll include equal numbers of men and women, but there's little follow-up to enforce the guidelines.
Sarah Geraghty reporting.